Glory to Jesus. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. And let's read from verse 18. Let's just read verse 18. Genesis 2, 18. And the Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." You know, we've always read help meet for him, but it's actually, I'll make him an help meet for him. I'll make him an help meet for him. In the beginning, I want you to understand first that we can do nothing against the word. The only perfect principle in the world comes from the scriptures. Every other one has an error. Listen to the word of God. Listen to this. You find nations and countries now having problems with marriages and stuff because we are trying to conform to our own pattern. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Lean not on your own feelings, your understanding, your thoughts, your assumptions. In all your ways, what does he say should do? Acknowledge it. Then what will he do? He will direct. Listen, a lot of countries, a lot of us have deviated from the word of God. And that's why there are problems. Even in the church. Even in the church. Statistics says that 51% of marriages of church people, as it says, crumbles in 1 year. But for unbelievers, it's just 50%. That's amazing. That's actually amazing. It means we have more Christians have their marriages crumble in 1 year than unbelievers. And that's not the best. And the only reason is because even in the church, we're not fully aware. You see, this concept of the church thinking that the Bible will only reveal issues of prayer and fasting should stop. It should stop. Every subject that is being taught today erupted from the word of God. Democracy started from the word of God. And God called it a problem. Because the Israelites said, "We want our king. Let's choose it by ourselves." God said, "That's not the best." Samuel went to report to God. "See, they are rejecting me." God said, "Hey, it's not you, it's me they are rejecting. Don't worry. Tell them this is the kind of king that will rule them. Because we think if we choose the people we want, they will do well. Have we not been choosing the people we want? Did we not choose the one that is there now? Next again, we will choose." He says, "It's young people we need." Don't worry. The young we enter, you will know who is worse. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about that. Until we say, "Lord, put in your own person." Until we confess that way. I remember many years ago when we're going to have a governor in Lagos. I remember Bishop Edipo called for a meeting. I can't forget in Daystar we had several Mondays of prayer, praying for who will be the governor in Lagos. I can't forget his statement. "Lord, we don't care the religion. Whoever, let your person be there. The one whom you choose be there." It was a major prayer before Fashola came in. And he came in and changed the whole face of Lagos. It has to be God's person. I wish I were talking to somebody here. One who respects the principles of God. I've seen many Christians disobey God's principles and unbelievers obey some of the principles. Saving is a principle of the scriptures. There is oil in the dwelling of the righteous, but a foolish man squanders it all. Is that not scriptures? Foolish man. So whether you speak in tongues or not, if you spend your whole salary, what are you? I didn't say it. Who said it? It's there. Your tongue cannot change it. These are principles. Can somebody say amen? We're trying to move to a new venue now. If we had not saved something, we won't even be doing like this. It's because there's something, even though we still need more, but there is something somewhere. Abi? It's somewhere. When a man is shouting, there's something somewhere. And it's good, you know, so that you don't think that we are using your money to buy a car. Every church cobble can be accounted for. It's there. Because we know where we are going. Glory to Jesus. God's word is forever settled here. Somebody say, "God's word is settled." Yes. Say like me. Say, God's word is settled. In the scriptures, the Bible says that God said, get back to that verse 18. Let's look at what he says again. It says, no good that man shall live alone. I will make and help meet for him. The word meet there in Hebrew speaks of two words. Two words. It means suitable and adaptable. The most important quality of a woman, of a spouse, of either a wife or a wife-to-be is suitability and adaptability. See, every other thing is good, though, but this is the most important one. Like the expression showed us, fine face, sweet words, figure eight, what else is it? They are good, though, but which is the most important one? Suitability and what? Adaptability. The best word to explain suitability is compatibility. Compatibility. I will make a help that is suitable, that is good, that is correct for you. Every woman who wants to be a good wife must accept suitability. You must be willing to be suitable. To be the correct one for your spouse. And then the Bible says, the word suitable and what? Adaptability. The best word for adaptability is meekness. Meekness. The Bible says meekness is priceless. Meekness. A meek and quiet spirit is what is required of every woman who will be a good wife. What was the problem with Vashti in Esther chapter 1? The Bible says the king said, come, come. And she refused. Because adaptability is gone. Listen, naturally women are adaptable. God made them that way. That's the way God made women. That's the way. If a woman stopped being adaptable, something went wrong somewhere. Maybe the upbringing. And that's why it's important to know that some of the things you are displaying today is not who you are. You grew up that way because of the environment where you grew. Many people became this way because of the people they lived with, the things they saw, the impact they got when they were growing up. And you have to be careful. God created women naturally to be likable, to be loving. That's why when you get to a home, the woman is always the loving person. If you leave a home to a woman, no child will be beaten. They are naturally like that. It's just the way God manufactured them. And let me tell you something, women are stronger than men, in case you don't know. Yes. The Bible says we should deal with women as the weaker vessel. So when people hear weaker vessel, they think it means the woman is weak. No. Have you forgotten? Vessel is not content. Vessel is the external thing now. Content is the content, what you point to the vessel. Vessel is the external. So when the Bible says deal with them as vicar, it's talking about the external structure. But when it comes to content, a woman will carry pregnancy 9 months. A man will buy pregnancy. Yes. You prefer to buy. How much is baby? Nah, how much is baby? How many men can carry pregnancy? You think God made mistakes when he gave women the capacity to carry the... It could have been otherwise. It's because we have known it to be this way. That's why it's this way. God could have made men to be the one to carry pregnancy. That your eye will see where. Pregnancies will be dropping like. Because women have capacity. Say, let me shock you. Women are... Let me not just tell you something. You don't want to joke with me. Go and check. Go and get. I'm telling you everything with statistics, so you can go online and check later. Women are more intelligent than men. True. True. Men are always forming. I'm the man. Oh, God, sit down. Who told you? She's more intelligent. Now, that's the truth. Women are more intelligent. Very intuitive, very intelligent set of people. Women can capture 3 things at a time. A man only thinks of 1 thing per time. If he's watching football, he's watching football. It's only women that don't retire. Men retire. Once a man is old, that one he retires. Yet the woman is still cooking. He's still sweeping. He's still doing this. Because she can do many things at the same time. The women are looking at me now. See, I promise God to always tell the truth since we started this ministry. As I'm saying it, it's paining me. But I must say it. We can do nothing against the truth. This is how God created women. Women were made to be adaptable, to adapt to circumstances. So that's the most important virtue. A woman must be able to adapt to new. See, things come up, a woman is able to admit, accept, adapt. And women must not lose that virtue. Glory to Jesus. Women must not lose that virtue. You must be meek. Oh, what a priceless virtue for a woman to be meek. Look at what the Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Some people have always taught it wrongly. Let me show you. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I want to check the verse now. I can't remember. Let me check the verse. Yes, verse 8. I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Next verse. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair. Now, it's not saying don't braid your hair, because a lot of people, you know, we just take things to the extreme. I told you this morning I would divulge some ideas that you have that are not true. I will show you how untrue they are. Get back. What he's saying is that this part is more important. He said this is how to adorn yourself, not with the braided hair or gold or pearls. Or, in other words, that's not what a man should look at to get married to a woman. It's not the gold. It's not the plaited hair. Anybody can wear gold. Witches wear gold, though. Get to the scripture. But modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. And sobriety. Ability to be sober. That's what he's saying. That all these things talks about meekness. Next verse. But which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Meekness. Your character of meekness is important. I'm careful of women who try. Listen, you, as a woman, let me tell you something. Especially those who are not married. Stop trying to marry a man you can't control. Or you want to marry a man because of money. If you marry a man that you think you can control, that man is a mugu man. No mugu man. Mugu man. Mugu man. And someone will be happy. I like him because anything I say, he will do. If I say, follow me now, follow me. Mugu man. He said, come. Say, you are following woman. Mugu man. A woman must be meek, ability to adapt. Glory to Jesus. A woman must be meek. She must have a quiet spirit. Don't be a troublemaker woman. It's risky. There are some kind of people that God can give to some people because they will destroy those people. Look at Abigail's character. Look at how she fell down before David and explained herself. Look at when she got back home after knowing that Nabal had behaved foolishly. If it was another woman, Nabal was finished that day. She would have finished him. In fact, she got home, he was holding a party. Ah! And he would have killed your house. If it were some of you, you would have scattered the party. That's the day we know that you are dangerous. And you have good reasons. Abigail kept quiet, allowed him to get drunk, finish what he's doing, and woke him up at night. Do you know what you'd have done to us today? In fact, because of the way Abigail spoke to her husband, the husband became cold. Don't be a sharp shooter, sharp mouth. Continue. You know, some people say, nobody, every man that I meet, they talk to me after a while, there we go. After a while, there we go. You need to call back one of them. Say, don't go. Tell me, what is my problem? They will tell you. No, they can't tell you even because they fear you. They can't tell you.
Can't fear you. They can't tell you. They fear you. They pack their load. They should tell you, are a hard woman. I'm afraid to marry you. You will finish me. Look at your neighbor. Find a woman around you and tell her, be meek. Tell her, be meek. Meekness does not show during church service. So everybody is meek before God. We are before God, so they have to be meek. But when they are before you, the meekness can disappear. Gentle face has no definition.
Hey, may the Lord help us.
A woman must have the capacity to learn. Ability to learn. Readiness to learn new things. I told you, I'm going to show in the scriptures. You know, because of this false doctrine of a man must provide for the house, a man must provide for the house, many women are not fulfilling their purpose because they believe the man must do everything. If you know that you are a help meet for him, you will know that sometimes you are even the one to do the provision. I'm going to show you. There should be no quota system in the house. You got the one to provide for this. No. It should be togetherness. It's a wrong doctrine. The man is the one to provide. Who said so? I used to think like that. When you discover something from the word of God, won't you tell people? Is that not how we thought that women should always cover their hair? Is that not what the Bible said that we read until we saw it and saw that it's not, that's not what it is? And we have preached it for years that women should not wear trousers. And we discovered that's not what the Bible is saying. I'm showing you this one too now. And the women are not happy with me now. It doesn't matter. I will show you. But really, there's nowhere. We've quoted what people have said for long. The man should be provided. Where in the scripture does it say? What scripture says so? I know the scripture that you want to quote. I will show you myself. Then we will read the scripture together. Then you show me where it says, if the man does not provide for his house, he's worse than an infidel. Because we just say what people say. That's all. Should we read it? Time is gone. Let's read it in third service. I should show you. How much will you pay me? 1 Timothy chapter 5. Let me quickly show you and go and pray. Our time is fast, but I just want to show you. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Will you receive it with gladness? Some people, some ladies are not happy because they've already told the man, you are the provider. Leave everything. I want to show you otherwise. So some lady, I say, why did I invite this guy to church today? Why? What mistake did I make? Jesus, I'm preaching Bible to you. What the Bible does not say, let's stop saying it. Let's read from verse 3. This is the same way 1 Corinthians chapter 11 was explained, though, when we're talking about covering hair. It's the same way. Let me explain 1 Timothy chapter 5 now to you. And follow me as we explain it. Let's read from verse 3. Honor widows who are what? I think we should do the reading so it will sync better. Let's read. One, two, go. So who is he talking about? Please help me talk. Next verse. Let's read. One, two, go. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show pity at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable. Now, Paul was giving instructions as regards how to take care of widows here. I love the scriptures. It's full. Widows are those who have lost their husbands. Paul was trying to explain how to handle them. Because widows come to church and we ought to give them stuff. But how do you handle them? Good. Next verse. Let's read. One to go. Now, she who is really a widow
and left alone. Trust in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. Paul is trying to define a true widow. Next verse. But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. In other words, widow that is still having boyfriend. Is a fake widow. I didn't say it. It's Bible that said it. Next verse. And these things command that they be not blameless. Talking to widows. Who is this talking about? Widows. We are still on widows. Continue. But if anyone does not provide for his own, what? Widow. What is he? And especially for those of his household, widows of his own household, what has he done? He has denied the faith and was an unbeliever. This is what we talk to any man, oh. This is what we have done to if any man does not provide for his house. He's worse than an infidel. No, this is the place, same place we quote now. He didn't even say man. He said anyone. Male or. See, some of us will hear stuff. We won't go back and read it. We'll not be quoting it for people. And be quoting it with confidence. The Bible says if any man does not provide for his house, he's worse than an infidel. Show me. He's not even there. No, but he's not really there. He's not there. He's not there. This is the only verse that actually talks about people providing for their household. And this is the only verse people quote. And that's not what it says. May God deliver our ignorance. So who should provide for the household? All of us need. All of us. Woman, if you allow your husband to do everything, you are messing up yourself. That's what you're doing. You know, I hear people say, I lost my husband. The family came to take the house. They drove me away. Because he bought it. And he bought it in his name. You should buy it together. Who is the owner? Mr. and Mrs. Let me say best that will show face. Whether your name is in the wheel, you will show me. Your name is in the paper. Say, don't you know your name? It pains me how women relax and lose their purpose because they feel the man must provide. It's time to tell yourself, we shall provide. I do mine. I prefer even the woman richer than the man. I'm sorry. And that's the truth. Yes. Yes, really. Some men are very angry now. Yeah, I don't know how to lie. I'll tell you why. Women are more emotional. They are more merciful than men. Mothers know that they like to have daughters than the sons. Mothers, when it comes to old age. Because the man, he has many things to do. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? May the Lord make you the right person. I pray for the ladies here, the women here. May the Lord make you very rich. May the Lord make you very prosperous. In the third service, I'll talk to men who probably have low self-esteem. Sometimes, you know, there's this culture where the man has to buy the woman. You know, someone was talking about a scenario where they were asking, okay, I think it's in the church. They usually ask that question before they get married. Then they'll tell the man that what if you are working as a teacher, you earn 35,000. Your wife is working in Shell. She earns 2.5 million per month. And something happens in the family and somebody has to drop the job. Who should drop the job? The man or the woman? There's a culture that will say it's the woman. See, can you see how we think? So because of esteem, you will push your standard of living from 2.5 million to 35,000. Continue. Continue. The true meaning of leadership is to allow the person you are training to be doing what you should have done while you enjoy the blessings. I want to buy a car for my wife at the beginning. By the end, she should be buying you the jet. That will show you have trained her enough. I wish I were talking to somebody here. If I spend on my wife, if I make her, she will abandon me and she'll begin to do shakara. Sir, that's a low self-esteem problem. Let her do the shakara. It's your pride if she does the shakara. If your wife dresses big, it's your pride. If you use a big car, whose pride? It's your pride.
Hey, she has used your husband's hair for something. Allow them to use your head, though. The people that they did not use their head, we know where they are. Oh. The people who say those things, they are going through hell, oh, but they will not tell you. Oh. Actually, let's thank God for women. They are stronger. Let's thank God for women. Let's thank God for women. I hope the women will wake up and make up their minds. I will be great. I won't be small. I will be great. How many women will be great here? May the Lord make you very great. In the name of Jesus. The greater the woman, the greater the man. Bow down your heads and let's pray.